North Beach Community, conditional use 1507, revised site plan on Road 360.
Now, this is a request to allow for a wooden walkway located along the back in the side of the multifamily dwellings. The walkway extends into the 404 wetlands. Conditions of approval by the council do not prohibit any impacts to the wetlands. The findings of facts for the approved ordinance state that natural resources will be conserved and there will be no adverse impacts on wetlands. The applicant's wetland consultant has sent us a letter that portions of the boardwalk are proposed to be located on areas which have been determined to be non-tidal wetlands that are regulated by the Army Corps of Engineers. The proposed boardwalk is an above-ground structure supported by timber posts. The placement of structures of this type are not regulated under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act, and no permit is required, and that the boardwalk is not considered fill material. If you look at the grade of the site on the front sheet, you can see going down to the second page. Since this is a conditional use, that's why we had to bring it back for your action.
Do we know why? What's the use of the boardwalk? I mean,
all I know is going to be a walking trail. There's representatives here that brought Dave for that.
Okay. I believe that would be Mr. Krautz there in the back. Or, I'm sorry, who's representing this one?
I am, sir.
All right, sir. Well, come on up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Lincoln Davis with Beezer Homes Corporation. We are seeking an amendment to our North Beach site plan to reflect the installation of an elevated boardwalk. The proposed boardwalk is part of an amenity package for the community, which will allow the residents to enjoy the wetland environment in controlled locations, which would minimize the impacts to the area. As illustrated on the proposed site plan, the boardwalk would have four entry points. The boardwalk will be constructed over a portion of non-tidal wetlands. There are no impacts to state-regulated tidal wetlands, as no part of the boardwalk is located in this area. The boardwalk would be constructed out of pressure-treated lumber, 4 feet wide, at an elevation of approximately 24 inches above the existing grade. The construction specifications are illustrated in the site plan that was submitted with our application, and no grading of land will be required in the construction. And as Mr. Abbott indicated, a letter was included from wetland consultant Ed Lanay explaining that no permits are required from either the Corps or from Denrick, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have, and Mr. Ed Lanay is with us also today.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone have any questions after hearing the gentleman's statement?
I do.
Right ahead, sir.
Will there be a guardrail all the way around on the walkway?
Not a handrail per se, but the plans show that there is a 6-inch high rail to the left and right at the base of the boardwalk.
Is that where at the initial access points?
At this location?
Mm-hmm.
I know throughout the entire length of the boardwalk will be, I think it's a 2x4 block with a continuous 2x4 running on top of those blocks.
Okay. Right.
Imagine if you will to keep a child's wagon from rolling off the edge of it or something like
that's
that.
That's a Chappaquiddick guardrail.
Yeah.
So is this for pedestrian walking or is it for bicycles? And
it's intended for pedestrian use. We'd also like to cantilever a few sitting benches at different locations along its length.
Would you be opposed to a rail at all? Are you doing the low thing, the Chappaquiddick rail, for any reason?
It's only 24 inches above existing grade, and so we don't believe that a rail would be necessary given that it's already 4 feet wide. and the distance down isn't that far. But we're trying to minimize its visual impact as much as possible, just give people a place to walk and just minimize it. It ideally would be hidden beneath the existing grasses and brush that's there now.
It's basically the same thing that they have at the peninsula.
Yeah, I would say. Probably the more pertinent question for us is it code compliant?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
If it's code compliant, it's code compliant.
And that's something that they're going to have to deal with at the time.
Yeah, that would be your prerogative. I mean, if that complies with code, then that's where our interest in it would stop.
So with your approval, we'd need to submit a design to building code.
I think your engineer can probably advise you on that. It was just a question, in my mind, is if it in fact probably it perhaps does need to be reviewed because it is an addition to your building.
And I don't know that that's really the purview of the planning
and zoning commission. But as I say, I think I would ask you just to seek you might seek counsel from your engineer on that because that's beyond scope of our involvement. But it is a question I would assume that. Whatever you do out there is going to be code compliant, or you're not going to be allowed to do it.
True.
But any more questions, gentlemen?
One quick question. Will it be lighted in any way? Will there be anything that would make this a safer spot for people after dark? Or
we hadn't planned that, but if that were to be a stipulation, we wouldn't object to that.
Stipulation?
No, that's an issue for them, right?
Track mosquitoes. Just track mosquitoes.
I don't think that bridge was lighted either. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen, for the applicant? All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't go too far away, just in case somebody thinks of something. Mr. Smith, what's your
opinion? Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1507, revised site plan. My motion is for approval as a revised site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve North Beach Community Conditional Use 1507 revised site plan on Road 360. All those in favor say aye.
Before you vote, I think that motion probably should be amended to show that the revision was to reflect the walkway shown on the revised site plan.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make my motion regarding conditional use number 1507 revised site plan. Motion for approval as a revision to that site plan indicating the walkway exhibited by the applicant.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the North Beach Community Conditional Use 1507 revised site plan showing the raised walkway on Road 3. Development is on Road 360. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.